Media Research Center, Google censors campaign websites of Republicans. RFK Jr. by Alim Bokhari on August 25, 2023. Campaign websites for Democrats who ran in the 2020 primaries are appearing higher in Google search results than the websites of Republican candidates in 2024, as well as the campaign websites of Joe Biden's top challenger in the Democrat primary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The Media Research Center, MRC, which monitors bias in media and tech companies, discovered the biased search results when conducting searches on Google for presidential campaign websites. Via MRC. MRC Free Speech America researchers searched Google for presidential campaign websites. But the search engine did not display a single Republican candidate on its first page of results the day before the first Republican Party presidential primary debate on Wednesday. President Joe Biden's campaign website, of course, showed up as the second search result along with a Democratic Party challenger Marianne Williamson's campaign website, which came up as the fifth result. Google even displayed results for past failed Democratic Party presidential candidates who aren't even running this cycle, including Senator Bernie Sanders's IVT website, which showed up as the ninth result, Senator Elizabeth Warren's DMA campaign website, which came in 12th, and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's campaign website, which appeared 29th in the results. Notably, 2024 Democrat presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. did not appear in Google's search results even though he is, at present, the biggest threat to President Joe Biden's nomination. Of all major tech companies, Google and its related companies seem most committed to maintaining a pro-establishment Democrat bias. While other tech companies, notably Elon Musk's Twitter/X, have claimed to relax some of the draconian censorship measures against conservatives, Google has ramped them up. YouTube, its video platform, recently doubled down on its COVID censorship policies and has repeatedly censored interviews with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Just days after the 2016 election, Google executives in a panicked company town hall meeting declared their intention to make the populist movement a blip in history. The full video of the meeting was later leaked to Breitbart News. In 2020, Breitbart documented Google making good on this promise, reducing the visibility of Breitbart News links in Google search results by over 95% compared to 2016. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election. Follow him on Twitter at Alim Bokhari.